From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. As countries to our north are suffering the effects of major storms, we people of the lucky country are warned of more heat and dry in the outlook from the Bureau of Meteorology. Seems like this spring will be a good time to plant more wire below our antennas and angle the rainwater runoff across our new ground plains. Preparing for the summer DX conditions will be worth a little thought. It's interesting to see that more people are enjoying the pursuit of amateur radio and are getting their enthusiasm for some of the old skills. I remember when the foundation licence was introduced, there was a sigh of regret that the power limits were so low. As so many have found out on HF, it is the preparation for successful operating which can make the difference between contacts or not. Getting a signal into the ionosphere at the right angle will be a stronger powered station with a poor take-off angle. This is the type of learning that we consolidate with experience. Morse code had been dropped as a licence requirement early in the century, and doomsayers forecast that that was the end of amateur radio. We're still here. More people are taking up the code to use through interest than compulsion ever seemed to suggest. QRP, or low-powered operation, is alive and well, with people climbing high positions to improve signal paths, and the growth of the various digital modes is demonstrating what fun can be had with virtually the power of an LED dial light. Now the doomsayers are forecasting the end of amateur radio as the new mode of FT8 call is popularised. We will check the outcome of that forecast in a few years' time. Kit project building seems to be on the increase, with various projects ranging from the simple to the very sophisticated are being completed by the enthusiasts of solder smoke. A lot of the kits are very much QRP designed to utilise low battery power in the field. Who said that home brewing was dead? I see these various activities happening around the world as well as here, and my enthusiasm grows. Long live amateur radio! I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.